Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
At the University of California, ethnic studies faculty say calling attacks on Israeli civilians terrorism is making Palestinian students and community members unsafe. Writing, quote, "We call on the UC administrative leadership to retract its charges of terrorism, to uplift the Palestinian freedom struggle, and to stand against Israel's war crimes." Regent Jay Sears fired back, quote, "Your letter is rife with falsehoods and seeks to legitimize and defend the horrific savagery of the Hamas massacre of October 7th.
That's the screeching young woman who began to lead the chant, "From Palestine to Mexico, all walls have to go." Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, so she interrupted the Secretary of State yesterday as he was laying out the current state of things in the Middle East. And one of the things that I hate about when protesters do that is they're successful. They were successful with us and most media organizations. They get so much of the attention, and he was interrupted by, and then you lose the thread of what was actually said. He said some really interesting things yesterday, controversial to some, that we'll get to coming up about the war in the Middle East and our role in it and everything like that. But people like conflict so much, I guess, or whatever. You get excited about the protest. Of course, the fact that she sounded like an unhinged lunatic was appealing.
I think you make an excellent point, though. You have, whatever you think of him, Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States of America, making statements on warfare, terrorism in the world, which is more or less aflame. And I can picture the newsrooms of America preparing that report, then saying, "Wait, stop, hold the presses. A moron is yelling. A moron is yelling."
Right.
And just putting aside the previous thing. Yeah. Give me tape of the yelling moron. These are strange times. So that gal was yelling all sorts of stuff and chanting and leading her cohort of numbskulls in their self-righteous bellowings. But the reason I brought up the chant, "From Palestine to Mexico, all walls have got to go," if you're a thinking homo sapien, you're thinking, what the hell? Palestine and Mexico? All walls have to go? How about the ones holding up your roof, sweetheart? Anyway, how in the world are those things connected? Well, it all relates back to modern neo-Marxism, and the settler colonial narrative is a huge part of that. And as I've explained before, and we'll get into some of the details, it's an effort to cast everything as a victim and an oppressor, and then get all of the victims to coalesce, to overthrow all of the oppressors, and bring, usher in the grand, glorious future in which the revolution will come, or something. But the point is, you've got to overthrow the oppressor, and the downtrodden will unite and bring a utopia, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to try to listen as open-mindedly as possible, because it...
Oh, I wouldn't.
Because on the face of it, it just seems so ridiculous to me, as we've talked about many times. Okay, at what point in time on a particular square foot of land are you going to decide that's the rightful owner? Pick a spot in France that has belonged to 50, well, God, if you're going to go all the way back in time, it might be hundreds of different groups, tribes, religions, races, whatever. Which one of them is the rightful owner of that?
Right. That is one, you know, a bit of inconsistency or nonsense that's at the root of this that leaped into my mind years and years and years ago when Mexican activists, Mexican-American activists were chanting, we didn't cross the border crossed us. Well, the borders moved like 150 times, depending on which border and which country or province or state or precinct or whatever, and you're the descendants of Spanish people, and you treat the indigenous people like crap. So, not quite sure what you're going on about. And that's, you know, like many cultish beliefs, that's the story. If you scratch beneath the surface, you'll realize there's just no logical underpinning. There's no moral underpinning, which is why you are absolutely not allowed to scratch beneath the surface. That's strict verboten when you're talking about the woke ideology. I've got a couple of pieces in front of me. Both are brilliant. Both are fairly lengthy. I'm going to sprinkle a little of this, little of that in. Neil Ferguson, who's a brilliant historian, we've talked to him a handful of times on the show. We've actually been in the same room with him. I was afraid to even open my mouth. I thought better to remain silent and be thought a fool. So I went with that plan. But he wrote a piece in the Daily Mail recently. He goes through the protests and the bellowings on campus and the signs being flown and the denial of the horror of what is clearly a terrorist attack. And gives a bunch of examples, then a bunch of examples of the backlash at UPenn, at Harvard, the Citadel, all sorts of different places.
Let me interject that.
Interject away.
This is not the normal nonsense of the last decade or so. I feel like we're actually at a point of these arguments need to be rebutted. Because
aggressively,
because major policy decisions are going to happen or not happen, depending on who wins these arguments.
I would guess, and feel free to correct me if you're close to academia. We would absolutely love to hear from you on this topic, whether you want to text or email at mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. I was about to say, I feel like we have about 10 years worth of college graduates who have been absolutely marinated in some of these beliefs. And that's going to be a real challenge for us as a society because the beliefs are ugly and horrifying. But anyway, we'll get into that. So, Neil Ferguson mentions that Stanford, the university where I work, there have been several pro-Palestinian demonstrations in recent weeks, including one organized by Stanford Students for Justice in Palestine. You got anti-Israel graffiti. Most shocking episode occurred in a classroom just days after the attack when, according to student testimony in the San Francisco Chronicle, a lecturer blamed the conflict on Zionists, said Hamas's actions were resistance, and asked Jewish students to raise their hands, and then separated them from their belongings, saying he was simulating what Jews were doing to Palestinians. The lecturer, Amir Hassan Loggins, then asked how many Jews had died in the Holocaust. When students answered with 6 million, Loggins retorted, yes, only 6 million. And he argued that the number of victims of colonialism was larger.
Okay.
So
what? I hadn't heard that one. I hadn't heard that one, that angle before.
Well, and so what if it was? How about Armenian genocide? How about the Hutus and the Tutsis? How about, you know, you want to go back to Montezuma? The Spanish conquistadors? What are you talking? As if there could be only one horror? What are you even talking about?
So, having heard someone with a much higher IQ than mine the other day spouting this sort of stuff, because they buy it. So is the whole, they were basically laying all the troubles of the world at the feet of the United States, Britain, France, all the countries.
White
that went
people
around.
And Jews.
Yeah, there you go. White people and Jews. Conveniently, and you know, you can point to all these different problems, practically everything on planet Earth because of that, and if you go with that narrative, you get to excuse all levels of pushback, I guess?
If yeah, literally includes, anything. Yeah.
Including beheading babies and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, rape, that sort of thing. Yeah, if, and that is, you know, it's an idiotic philosophy in that it is so grossly oversimplified. I mean, it's unspeakably dumb, but human beings, like us or not, and I don't, long for nothing more than a completely simplistic worldview that allows us to be angry at the other people. We crave it. And our young people are being taught an insidious version of this, you know, that a fulfillment of that desire. Anyway, so back to Neil's piece for just a little bit. So this professor proceeded to ask every student to say where their ancestors were from, labeling each a colonizer or colonized, depending on their answer. When one said they were from Israel, the lecturer responded, "Oh, definitely a colonizer." If that strikes you as outrageous, you've clearly missed the fact that such thing is rife throughout the Anglosphere Academy, the English-speaking universities. Wokeism covers a multitude of sins, he writes. The academic left is much more complex a coalition nowadays than it was in the 1930s when Cambridge had its covert cadre of card-carrying communists, or the 80s when Oxford snubbed Margaret Thatcher. Although Marxist socialism is still part of the package, class warfare and anti-imperialism coexist, at times uneasily, with a variety of other ideologies based on alternate forms of identity, such as race, critical race theory or anti-racism, gender, the ever-growing abbreviation LGBTQ+IA- whatever, now stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, goes on. Woke originated as African-American slang, but is now defined in dictionaries as aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially racial and social justice. Like all cults and sects, they have their own idiosyncratic language and rituals. These include stating one's preferred pronouns at every opportunity. That is a ritual of the woke left. Don't do it, friends. And also, whenever
you
possible...
Said that? You said that or Neil wrote that?
What, the don't do it, friends?
Yeah.
I said that.
Those were your words, okay.
Well, he said it's a ritual of their particular cult. So I have a feeling he would agree with me. Then he mentions always announcing that one is meeting on land expropriated from indigenous people. But then in marked contrast to conventional scientific understanding, race is an essential, unalterable attribute. You're either BIPOC or you're incurably white. But gender is almost infinitely fluid. Go figure. In each case, there is a hierarchy determined mainly by the extent to which your assigned minority were victimized and marginalized by the white cisgender colonizers. And the intersectionality thing produces some very strange bedfellows. Free Palestine is a feminist issue, according to a meme I saw last week. It's a reproductive rights issue. It's an indigenous rights issue. It's a climate justice issue. It's a queer rights issue. It's an abolitionist issue. Quite how queer rights activists would fare if they traveled to Gaza to join in the fight for freedom is unclear, given Hamas's implacable commitment to Sharia law. So, the long and short of this is they've always got to cast somebody as the victim, no matter how nonsensical it is, if a piece of land has changed hands 27 times in the last 115 years. It's the 26th time that was the legitimate time. If the people who currently hold it are white or Jews, it's evil. If the people who currently hold it, who stole it from the 26th people who were white or Jew or black or brown or whatever, if those people are BIPOC, then it's perfectly fine. So it's a black and white filter to see the world, and the folks who are on the one side of the filter are never, ever, ever right. No matter if they give, like, 90% of the financial aid to a particular area. And the people on the other side of the filter are never, ever, ever wrong, even if they rape little girls and behead children and pluck the eyes out of people in front of their children, all of which happened, it's substantiated. They can never be wrong. That is a cult, it's ugly, and you've got to speak out against it.
Thoughts, our text line 415-295-KFTC, a lot more on the way, including an update on the whole Biden crime family story that maybe you haven't heard. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've
you've heard us for years support Warrior Foundation Freedom Station.
It's a foundation that's near and dear to our hearts. 90% of every single dollar raised goes back to support the military men and women who've so bravely served and sacrificed for our country.
This holiday season, consider making a donation to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station to send ill and injured warriors home for the holidays during their annual Give-a-thon Thursday, November 9th.
Warrior Foundation continues to make a huge impact on both active and veteran armed forces with the support of the community.
This year, they're building their third transitional housing property, which will be designed to craft a sense of community and promote recovery, while at the same time cultivate independence.
Every little bit helps to get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays to spend time with their loved ones. Just visit warriorfoundation.org today to make a donation to this incredible foundation. Join us in giving thanks to those who have served and sacrificed for our country. Visit warriorfoundation.org.
Every little bit helps to get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays. Visit warriorfoundation.org for details.
Warriorfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we got this text. We're going to do a late night joke off centered around Halloween. We got this text. Last night, one of the more eccentric neighbors who works at Costco was giving away Costco rotisserie chickens.
What?
I'm an 8-year-old dressed as Spider-Man. I get a rotisserie chicken.
Well, the main course is taken care of, said no 8-year-old ever.
Your Halloween bag is all warm.
Right, exactly.
Got juices in the bottom congealing.
Yikes. And kind of heavy.
That's funny.
I have to lug around this chicken for 6 blocks.
Well, this is controversial. Usually a late-night joke-off includes 3 jokes from 3 different comedians on the same topic, and I, Joe Getty, grade them for who's the best and the bottom grade getter is banned from comedy for life. But we only have 2 comedians, so we're going to have 2 from 1, 1 for the other. That is not an official joke-off. This is a friendly, as they say in the world of soccer. This is merely an exhibition, Michael. Let's hear them.
That's right. The White House last night hosted local children for trick-or-treating, and Biden got a pretty serious scare when one of the kids came dressed up as his approval rating. The website candystore.com recently released a list of the most popular candy in the country, including Sour Patch Kids in New York, Butterfingers in Massachusetts, and Marlboro Reds in Florida. Yeah, you can take 2, kid.
Well, this is fun. Last night at the White House, President Biden and the First Lady handed out books and candy to trick-or-treaters. Books. Some kids were like, I got a Twix. Well, there's like, I got 50 Shades of Grey. What's going on? I read that some towns have laws that ban older kids from trick-or-treating. Oh. I get a little skeptical when a kid's like, no Tootsie Rolls, the hell of my bridge work. Top of my bridge.
I was digging through my kids. I can't say this very loud. I wouldn't want my kids to hear this. I was digging through my kids' bag after they went to bed last night. See, I don't let them have the bags of candy in their room because I'm afraid they'll, you know, be eating candy. So I keep them out on the counter where I eat the candy. I'm not exactly sure that's better.
That's better.
But if I'm going to steal, I want to steal some of the good stuff. And I think Butterfingers. Butterfingers, if I'm going to steal something, I like a Butterfinger.
Man, that gets jammed up in my teeth. This stuff's like cement up there. Ugh.
My kids mock Tootsie Rolls as being hard as a rock and tasting like wax. As an old
Tootsie Roll
candy.
Is a delicious and subtle treat. Back when we used to appreciate subtlety, the candy didn't have to tart itself off and tart itself up and show a little leg to get attention. Like today's slut candies.
Have you had a Tootsie Roll recently? I think maybe they changed the formula since we were kids.
I have not had it.
They are hard as a rock and taste like wax. I'm not sure there's any.
You know what I was reading about yesterday was the history of scares, Halloween trick-or-treating scares. It's like it's something that has to exist in America. It's existed in every era, and it's never been true.
That is interesting. I would like to talk about that later.
Armstrong and Getty.
A veteran-owned company with a heart to help our military members. One of the many reasons you'll love Pure Talk. And look, if you want to help our veterans who have faithfully served our country and save on your wireless bill, you can do both by switching to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk is on a mission to alleviate $10 million in military debt by Veterans Day, but they need your help. Pure Talk will donate a percentage of every new order to this great cause. When you switch to their super fast, super dependable 5G network, you can make a real difference just by switching to superior cell phone service. And by the way, plans start at just $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, now with more data and a mobile hotspot. So do this right now. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say the keyword save now. Switch to Pure Talk and help military members in need. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword save now to switch to Pure Talk, an American company who stands together with those who serve this country.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
The ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level.
That's Christopher Wray, the FBI director, yesterday. He was testifying. I don't feel like that got enough attention. It's unfortunate, I think, that it happened on Halloween because even the news coverage it got, you know, a lot of America was running around and either partying or taking their kids trick-or-treating or whatever. He said some pretty frightening things about the state of the world. Let's go on to hear Christopher Wray, and then we got a former FBI guy that's going to decode some of what Christopher Wray said.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Keeping in mind that we more or less have an open border while he's talking about that. And everyone knows it. Everybody in the world knows you can just walk into the United States. More from Christopher Wray yesterday.
I will say that this is a threat that is reaching in some sort of historic levels, in part because, as you know all too well, the Jewish community is targeted by terrorists really across the spectrum. Homegrown violent extremists, foreign terrorist organizations, both Sunni and Shia, domestic violent extremists, and in fact, our statistics would indicate that for a group that represents only about 2.4% of the American public, they account for something like 60% of all religious-based hate crimes.
That's an amazing statistic.
Right. You remember when white supremacists were the number one threat in America?
Yeah, that came up last night on one of the cable shows I was talking about. I want to mention that. But first, this is Frank Figliuzzi, his former FBI assistant something or other. And I saw him on NBC last night, and he had this to say.
We've got to listen to the FBI director. I'm fluent in FBI speak, and what we heard today was the strongest language used yet by an FBI director since the beginning of the war in Israel with Hamas. When you hear an FBI director use references like historic levels of threat, when he reminds us that both Al-Qaeda and ISIS have now called for attacks against the U.S. and the West, when he says this is a time for concern, and that multiple terror groups are now threatening Americans, it is time for us to be incredibly vigilant.
So he's basically saying the FBI director or a guy like Christopher Wray does not throw around historic loosely. And again,
he's basing that on specific information as opposed to just kind of a perception.
Right. And by the way, so that guy, getting to what you just said, that Frank, whatever his name is, the host on MSNBC tried to drag him into a conversation about white supremacy. And, of course, there's the ongoing threat of white supremacy. And he actually said, well, we can't get distracted by that right now. And that's when he launched into the, I can decode what Christopher Wray said for you, and then laid out the things. White supremacy is the number one threat in America, right? Yeah, that's what we all got to be worried about. That's who's going to sneak across the border. White supremacists. We're going to launch all kinds of attacks. It's not going to be somebody from who knows where that's part of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or just has that mindset of everybody in the United States is bad.
Well, to quote the completely incompetent and dishonest KJP, what we're really trying to protect against is an anti-Muslim backlash. You know, it's annoyed the hell out of me for the longest time. The lefty point of view that only white people can be bad, only white people can be racist, it is an idiotic and self-evidently false point of view, and yet it's taught on our college campuses constantly. You remember the so-called surge in anti-Asian violence in the wake of COVID. That was mostly from black people. If you look at the actual numbers, yeah, black people can be ugly and nasty too, just like white people can. Absolutely white people can. Or you have the threat against the Jews. Do you think the real threat against the Jews is a bunch of redneck dip-esses who are going around with various theories about the protocols of the Elders of Zion, this quasi-Soviet propaganda crap? No, the main threat against Jews is from the Islamic world, obviously. But our enlightened classes are so uncomfortable saying these things out loud. I don't know why. I don't get why. I can sleep at night knowing that Chinese people still harbor resentments against Japanese people for, you know, the age of Japanese conquest. That doesn't make me soft on white racism or accommodating of hatred of the Jews by Muslims. I just don't understand you people. You need such an incredibly oversimplistic black and white view of the world. I don't get it.
Yeah, I was going to roll into some of the Secretary Blinken testimony from yesterday. Maybe we'll do that later. I can't handle that that much heavy-duty stuff, and my head's going to cave in on itself.
Yeah, I hear you. You have to go about your life and still enjoy yourself and find joy. And I just, yeah. It's interesting doing this show when the news cycle is so relentlessly heavy.
But tying the FBI director to what Anthony Blinken said, and we'll get to that a little bit later. We're already in it way more than is being acknowledged. We're gonna be in it fully. As soon as there isn't a bigger attack somewhere. We've been attacked, what, 24 times or something like that? Our military has been attacked by Iran dozens of times. The fact that we're pretending that's not happening is shocking. That might be the most underappreciated, underreported story that's going on right now. I'm not that concerned by it because I think it's going to explode when finally some service members are killed, unfortunately. That's going to happen. And it's going to get everybody's attention, and everybody's going to wake up to the fact that we're war with it. Or there's going to be an attack here in the United States by somebody, you know, involved with or sympathetic to Iran for all the reasons you were just talking about. That's coming.
I would agree. Where did I see? I think it was the New York Times. They were talking about how Iran, which has been vowing to wipe Israel off the face of the map for generations now. Now that it's on and it's time, they're like, yeah, well, we'll keep empowering, you know, the forces for good around the area. But Hezbollah, why don't you stand down for a little bit? Just want to squeeze off a shot now and again. We don't actually want to get drawn into a war that could destroy both Hamas and Hezbollah because the Iran's tentacles then in the region would be cut off. So, you know, it's time for them to pay off their, we're going to wipe out Israel, and they're not willing to do it.
I hope you're right. I hope whoever is reporting that is correct. They're sure attacking the United States a lot. Seems like if you want to not get wiped off the map yourself, attacking the United States is a bad idea. And they're doing it regularly every single day.
Yeah, I think they are just trying to still play the tough guy without provoking a response that would seriously damage them. They're trying to keep up their PRs. Yeah, we're the regional tough guy that's going to take on those evildoers, the great Satan. But they're not actually going to throw a punch. You know, that's poorly worded. They are throwing punches, but they're not going to throw the big punch that gets the big response. Yeah, I hope that's right, too. I mean, nobody knows for sure, but that theory fit with everything we're seeing. I'll try to find that for you, just so we can, get that in full.
I feel like, I don't know about other parents who maybe have did this, I feel like eating a whole bunch of candy last night didn't help me today, energy-wise. Any chance there's a relationship between
blood sugar, insulin, energy? That's just an unproven theory. I think gobbling down candy is great for your energy.
Calories. God, I need to go on a multi-day vegetable binge or something. try to counteract this. Were you good, Michael? I know you got your new health problems.
Yeah,
I
was very good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're kind of like somebody who quits drinking trying to get through their first New Year's Eve or something. You're a guy who likes candy and stuff getting through your first Halloween.
Yeah, I had two very tiny Snickers bites. I mean, super, super small. That was my Halloween.
There you go.
So,
was it difficult or not?
It was somewhat difficult, but I got through it.
Yeah. Well, you got the big health wake-up call.
That does it.
I have noticed doing it for scary health reasons is different than doing things for vanity reasons. When you're working out or trying to eat right for vanity reasons, it's very easy to say, screw it today.
Yeah.
But if
you're
going to have a stroke or a heart attack or diabetes or whatever, it's a little easier to stay on the beam.
Agreed. Agreed. At some point, maybe later on, I want to get into the history of the Halloween candy scares.
Oh, I really want to hear that.
Is it irrelevant now that it's November 1st?
No.
Are we still enjoying the warm Halloween afterglow?
I think we are. I think we're cuddling the next morning after the...
Oh, too much, too much, too
that
much.
That was, yeah.
There's no lines in your world.
Edit that out of the podcast.
Get a line!
So we got much more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's still October, but the holidays are fast approaching. Before your life goes into overdrive during the holidays, protect your home with SimpliSafe Home Security.
You can get a brand new system today for 40% off. You know, experts love SimpliSafe. It was named the best home security system of 2023 by U.S. News & World Report.
Probably because SimpliSafe is comprehensive protection for the whole home with advanced sensors that detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more.
Plus HD cameras for both inside and out, and it's powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Half the cost of traditional home security.
With the new 24/7 live guard protection and the smart alarm wireless indoor camera, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders, helping stop crime in real time.
Satisfaction is backed by SimpliSafe's money back guarantee, and for a limited time, save 40% on any new system with the Fast Protect plan.
You just have to visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong to save 40% on any new system with the Fast Protect plan. Simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Do you ever feel like your brain gets in its own way? Like you know what you should do or what will make you feel better, but you just can't do it. Maybe you need sleep, but right before bed your thoughts start racing. Or you need to set more boundaries with a loved one, but as soon as you're face to face with them, you overcommit. Or you want to speak up more at work, but when you have the chance, you second guess yourself and lose confidence. Therapy can help you figure out what's holding you back so you can start doing more of the things that make you happy. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. And connect by phone, video, or chat from wherever you are. Switch therapists anytime and use flexible week-to-week scheduling to book appointments. Work for yourself instead of against yourself with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mygoals. For 10% off your first month.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show. Last one still stinging.
Back on my mind. I love Halloween. It's that special day that we tell our kids to eat tons of sugar, knock on strangers' doors, and lie about who they are. It's just good parenting, really. Halloween is a magical night where we all pretend to be someone we're not, or that's also known posting on Instagram. And, Halloween is interesting because it turns every family into the mafia. Kids come home with candy and have to kick up 10% to the boss. It's like, it's a fun-size Snickers, all right, just wet my beak.
The mob or the Biden family. More on that next hour.
Oh, that's what I was doing last night, wetting my beak, huh? I paid for those costumes. I walked you around the neighborhood. I need a taste.
You just stand there a little more. Keep coming a little more. There we go. That Butterfinger. Now we got a deal going. Yeah. So it's so funny. I swear this fulfills some sort of human need. Walpole writing, did you hear about the rainbow fentanyl pills that look like sweet tarts candies? Or the chocolate bar laced with cyanide or heroin? The needle in the caramel apple? The poisoned Halloween cupcake? And they go into a description of what Joel Best does. He's a criminologist at the University of Delaware, and he has cataloged instances of contaminated Halloween candy going back nearly as far as American-style trick-or-treating has existed. He's cataloged all the false reports, hoaxes, urban legends, and baseless panics about so-called Halloween sadism.
How far back does trick-or-treating go?
Oh, wow, what a great question. I don't actually know that.
The modern knock-on-the-door trick-or-treat, somebody hands you some candy. How old is it? I don't even know. Is it hundreds of years old?
I can certainly vouch for the early 70s.
It might have started in 1968, for all I know.
I remember seeing pictures of kids in Halloween masks in, I think it was the 1930s, because they were so macabre and gross-looking. They all looked like either ghouls or malformed people, disturbing. So it's been going on a good part of the 20th century anyway, but so, he has cataloged all of these urban legends and hoaxes and false reports. There really was a teenager hospitalized on Halloween after eating a cupcake, but he later admitted to overdosing on a prescription medication.
Okay.
There really was a 55-year-old man injured by a sewing needle in his stomach lining after eating caramel apples. But given his age and that he first became ill a few days before Halloween, it seems unlikely he got the apple trick-or-treating. But it was around that time, and so the story morphed. You know the game of telephone? So you go along repeating a phrase to one person after the other, and it morphs in small ways, and finally is unrecognizable.
In any case, needles in caramel apples was the one in my house when I was a kid. My mom checking the caramel apples to make sure people hadn't put needles in there.
And I remember as a radio guy, we would announce that you could do this where and when, the idea of X-raying Halloween candy to make sure there are no needles or nails or razor blades or grenades or anything in them.
Grenades. Just,
it never happens. In any case, the incident was first reported in 2003, and Mr. Best dates the rise of sharp objects in apples' paranoias to the 1960s. At least two reported deaths of children during or shortly after trick-or-treating were later found to have resulted from natural causes. One child who allegedly died from heroin-laced candy was later determined to have found a relative stash of the drug, and the cops concluded that family members laced the child's Halloween candy after the fact to throw suspicion off themselves.
Okay.
Almost identical thing happened in 2018, but that time the drug was meth.
Interesting, and that's so easy to believe.
And in perhaps the most appalling case, a boy who died after eating Halloween candy laced with cyanide was later found to have been intentionally murdered by his own father for insurance money. The father had also given poisoned candy to his daughter and three neighbor kids, though thankfully none of them consumed it. He was executed by the state of Texas in 1984.
But it is legit nothing to worry about.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it at all. They do mention that in 1982, after seven people in the Chicago area died from poisoned Tylenol, that was when I lived in the Chicago area, and trust me, we were concerned and not taking Tylenol. More than 40 communities banned trick-or-treating that year, and reports of suspected poisoning spiked. During the Halloween seasons in the years following the 9/11 attack, rumors spread of terrorist attacks at shopping malls holding safe Halloween events. And by contrast, in 2017, when an ISIS-inspired terrorist killed eight people in New York on Halloween, concerns about additional attacks didn't even last through the evening. So we seem to have a need to, I don't know, because it's, what do you think it is? Because kids, adults do something very different that time of year. We've got to have, like, a guidebook or a set of rules for what to look out for that night.
I don't know what
it is. In a way that it really isn't necessary.
Do people need that, or does the media need that?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
Did modern media figure out we are psychological easy prey for this sort of thing? And so they, you know, run with it every single year. Like you said, it's guaranteed clicks.
Modern example. In August of 22, the DEA released a warning about a surge in brightly colored fentanyl pills that looked like candy or sidewalk chalk. The colors were part of a, quote, deliberate effort by drug traffickers to drive addiction amongst kids and young adults, according to the head of the DEA. The Post noted that the media, not the DEA, had dubbed these pills rainbow fentanyl, and nobody mentioned Halloween trick-or-treating or this surreptitious transfer of the pills to unsuspecting kids. Over the next 2 months, news outlets highlighted drug busts in which traffickers used large containers for candy like Whoppers and Skittles and toys like Legos to attempt to conceal their illicit target, their cargo, rather, citing the DEA warning. During a Fox interview with the head of the DEA in which she said, "We have not seen any connection to Halloween. I want to be clear about that." On screen, the text read, "Halloween fentanyl warning," or I'm sorry, "rainbow fentanyl warnings ahead of Halloween." So even as the head of the DEA was saying, "We have seen no connection to Halloween," the screen on Fox News said, "Rainbow fentanyl warnings ahead of Halloween."
Okay. Well, then that tells you everything you need to know.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Well,
it's a need we have, I guess.
I'm sorry.
One more thing I have to throw in. There is one thing that kills more children on Halloween than any other day of the year, according to four decades of data: vehicles.
Yeah. I was shocked last night. I'm shocked every year, but I was shocked by how fast some people were driving through little, you know, cul-de-sac-y sort of streets. Just like, why? There's kids everywhere. Why are you driving 28 miles an hour and there's little kids everywhere? What is wrong with you?
I know. It makes me insane. I want to drag them out of their car and, well, guess you could guess the rest.
If you missed a segment of the show, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.